Welcome to Just for a Moment. I'm Carol Murray, and this podcast series involves conversations with subject matter experts. And these interviews are divided into 8 to 10 minute podcasts, which air each Monday. Joining us today is Len Elder and Teresa Barnaby. With over 20,000 hours in front of a classroom, Teresa and Len wanted to bring their teaching skills to the next level, therefore creating Course Creators. Real estate educators, national speakers, classes at Course Creators are not your ordinary courses. Len and Teresa are energizing, inspiring, and you always walk away from a class with something to help increase your business, where their mission is to make certain that their clients get it, use it, and become more successful because of it. And that's guaranteed. Teresa and Len have also created training CDs. Please feel free to check out their full inventory of training CDs on their website, and I'll provide that to you at the end of the podcast. I know you won't be disappointed. Teresa and Len are very well-known national speakers and have taught classes and have had speaking engagements around the country in places like North Carolina, North Dakota, Arizona, Virginia, and Florida, just to name a few. They were featured speakers at the 2008 National Association of Realtors Convention in Orlando and were asked back by NAR to speak at the 2009 convention in San Diego, where they were named one of the top three sellers of product at the NAR bookstore. If you have a course that you'd like to have created for any business, contact their offices or feel free to visit their website at www.coursecreators.com to view their classes, products, blogs, and everything else, and all that information about Course Creators. I want to welcome the two of you, both personally and professionally. Thank you for being on this podcast this month.
We are very, very honored to be here.
Thank you, Carol.
What are the major changes that have occurred in real estate and other businesses in the last 2 to 3 years?
Geez, where do we start? I think the biggest thing has just been the speed of the change, rather than just the individual changes, which we can talk about as well, but it's the speed of the change. The past NAR president, Charles McMillan, I think said it best. And he wasn't just talking about real estate. I think he was talking about all businesses when he said, we all knew that change would come. We just expected it to come incrementally and gradually, and we could adapt and amend our business to fit it. None of us expected it to come like an avalanche overnight. But I think all businesses are really experiencing that avalanche of change.
I think if you look at the specific changes that are happening that actually caused that whole speed that Len was talking about, I mean, just the technology factor alone has had a huge impact on everybody. Some people know what to do with it. Some people have no clue what to do with it. Some people are afraid of it. So we have all stages of using it or avoiding it in business today. And I think that probably has made the biggest change that I've noticed.
What type of things in technology have you seen that is kind of intimidating to the public right now?
Well, you got to remember, especially in real estate, we were the keepers of the information. And now we look at sites like Trulia and Zillow, and we look at YouTube, and oh my gosh, all those different sites, we no longer hold the information. And so I think some realtors, if they're not jumping on the bandwagon of using those tools of, you know, having conversations on Trulia and claiming their listings on Zillow and, you know, putting, what do you want to call it, like image advertising on YouTube. If we're not taking advantage of those, then the technology is taking advantage of us. Or the consumer is taking advantage of the technology that we're not taking advantage of. So when we recognize we're not the keepers of the information, that the consumer is going someplace other than to real estate agents first, then if we embrace that, we would be fine. But most of us aren't. Most of us just don't know how to do it because we think of it as technology and not as business building. So if we did a mindset shift and we said, look, you just use the technology to build your business the same way that you use the telephone or the same way we use the fax machine or the same way we used email. I mean, all those are transitions that we maneuver through very easily. So we use that same mindset. We can maneuver through these changes. It's just we got to get our heads in the right place.
So is your fax machine gathering dust like mine is now?
What's a fax machine?
Here we thought it was like a miracle, and now we rarely use it.
I think what else we see too, Carol, it's Teresa and I, though we teach all this technology, a lot of times in class, we are saying to students, to business owners, you know, it's less about what button to push, and it's more about understanding some fundamental changes in the way business operates, in the way consumers operate, in the way they connect and interact with us. And it's those changes that are really costing people business out there. You know, I think it shows itself most when we talk about why people select. We could talk about real estate agents, or we could talk about any business. But consumers today, due to all that technology, really have more opportunity than ever before to figure out if they know, like, and trust somebody before they pick up the phone and do business with them, or before they contact them. And they are researching and interviewing us much, much more in any business than they ever did before. I mean, part of it's the economic climate, I think, that they come out of, where there's a little bit more distrust on their part to want to make certain they're working with the right people. And it's just the fact that it's available to them now to really find out who the company is, who the person is, before they do business with them. And if we don't understand that, then all our appeals and pleas for business are coming way too late, because it's happening on the Internet before we ever meet them.
So I'm still trying to figure out why I would want a tablet PC.
It's the instant communication. You know, there was a time when emails came out. We used to sit and have conversations time and time again. Leaders in the industry, we'd sit around the table and sit and say, well, how fast should we ask our people to respond to emails? And we were okay at within 24 hours. Then it became text messaging. It's like, well, how fast should we respond to the consumer in a text message? And it was like 3 hours. And I think now it's instant. People want the instant gratification. They want that ability to communicate now, no matter where they are and no matter where you are. And the tablet and the iPad and the iPhone and all the smartphones just give you the capability of instant communication. We live in a world of immediate gratification. And the younger generation expects that probably even more than the older generation.
We're not telling you which generation we're in, by the way.
There have been people I've been listening to in the technology arena that are saying mm-hmm. that 85% of our computing and internet access will take place on the 4x6 screen, which is our
yep.
smartphone. And
sure.
I believe those of us like me, older, and if you wear trifocals, the iPad came out so we could see it.
I believe that. I believe the iPad is only getting started. I mean, we teach classes today. Whether it's in real estate or whether it's for other businesses, we are seeing anywhere from 25 to 40% of the students walking in with an iPad under their arm.
I love the easy transparency of it and the ease of use for them. And now that more of us as educators are using polling and encouraging
mm-hmm.
texting to take place, it seems like it's a very reasonable thing and it's less obtrusive in a classroom setting. Well, as we wrap up this particular session, this went really quick already for our first conversation, do you think it's true that the economic climate that we see out there right now is keeping people from being successful?
I would love to comment on that, because I truly believe that it's not the economic climate. I think it's the mindset about the economic climate. You know, as we travel this country, we are in front of a lot of people, and typically we'll ask people, well, who's having your best year ever? And there are always hands that go up. So what differentiates those people who are having their best year ever to those people that aren't? And I have to tell you, it's the people who think they can have what they want right now, who sees the opportunities that this climate brings them and doesn't let anything get in their way. And the people who aren't having their best year ever, just listen to their conversations, and you'll hear all the stuff that they're processing in their head that's preventing them from being in front of the business, from being aggressive about going and getting the business, from causing business to happen, because they don't have it in their minds to make that happen because they're buying into the hundreds of thousands of comments out there that are, you know, bad economics, bad industries, bad timing,
we just need to move over that, Carol. And when we move beyond it, get our heads on straight. And I know I said that earlier, but it's so true. It's not the economy. It's what we do with the economy. And there are tremendous amounts of opportunity out there. People need help more than ever before. And if we're in the helping and the service industries, then my goodness gracious, the sky's the limit for how many people need help and how many people we can help. But we can't help them until we get ourselves and our mindset and our attitude out of the trenches.
I believe that we've seen some things from the Better Business Bureau that have indicated that during recessions, more successful businesses are actually started, launched
yes.
during recessions because they don't think of challenges, they just think of the opportunities.
Opportunities,
and,
right.
And it's the dichotomy. I mean, across all businesses, what amazes me is for everybody who says, I can't succeed or I'm going out of business, even within that same industry, someone else is raking in record profits. I mean, you know, you want to talk about, you know, the struggles of Yellow Pages versus the success of Google. I mean, for every Borders store that's closing, Amazon's raking in record profits within the same industry. And it's diametrically opposed, really based not on the economy, but do they understand consumers today? Do they understand business today? And do they understand how it's changed? And the people that figure that out are doing very well.
Well, I would like to thank both of you for the conversation today that actually covered different ways of how we should look at change in technology and the business models and our way of communicating and sharing information. And I'm really looking forward to next week's conversation. Thank you both very much.
Thank you, Carol.
We're looking forward to it too, Carol.
If you would like to learn more about Len Elder and Teresa Barnaby, you can contact them at www.coursecreators.com, and let me spell that for you, CourseCreators.com. Len Elder, his email. Len Elder's email is len@coursecreators.com, and his phone number is 520-808-0241. Teresa Barnaby, you can spell her last name as Barnabei. Her email address is theresab@coursecreators.com, and her phone number is 520-631-4537. I'd like to thank you for listening to this edition of Just for a Moment, and if you have any comments that you'd like to share, please email them to me at karel@karel.com. And this is Carol Murray, signing off.